You can't get it, though, is that right?
Well, there ought to be some way we can get it. The guys across the street are pumping all day long. But Texaco doesn't seem to have the what it ever takes.
Why is that, do you know?
I have no idea.
What do you think about it?
Well, I don't like it, because now's the time when you got the chance to sell gas, you can't get it. And it's very disgusting to see what's going on across the street.
O'Leary says his allocation for the month from Texaco is less than 18,000 gallons. Now for a view of what's happening in South Central Los Angeles, here's Jake Jacobs.
Well, John, just reiterating what you've just said, it's going to take a few hours to determine if the even number allocation first day goes as smoothly as the odd number day went yesterday, which went fairly well, depending on who you talk to, the operator or the customer. The customer is still not too happy, some saying a line is a line, no matter what day it is. But it seems to be going smoothly here at Florence and Western Avenue with a line of more than a block long. At least the Shell station manager says things are going fairly smoothly.
Pretty good. Everybody cooperates. They're cooperating pretty good. Few gas cans, but lawnmowers and things all right, I think.
You haven't seen any odd number cars this morning, huh?
Not yet.
So you haven't had to turn anybody away?
No, sir.
How did it go yesterday? Pretty good?
I wasn't having any gas yesterday.
You didn't have, you were closed?
Yes, sir.
How much do you have today?
About 8,800.
And he says that 8,800 gallons will last him for about 2 days, today and tomorrow. This is Jake Jacobs at Western and Florence Avenue. Mal Adams surveying the gasoline situation in West Los Angeles. Mal, how does it look?
Well, Jake, since my last report, I've moved northwest from the intersection of Bundy and National in Santa Monica, where there were long lines forming at two stations, a Texaco and a Union station. Now, there is only one entrance open to the Texaco station. You must gain access on the Bundy Street side. The rest of the entrances are blocked by tires, so if you're headed this way, you might want to keep that in mind. Also, the longest line by far I've seen so far was at that Union station at the intersection of Bundy and National, which is reportedly not due to open yet for another hour or so. You might approach that station from the Bundy Street side. The line stretches down Bundy, a block and a half at least, and around the side street there. I am now at the intersection of Ocean Park and 18th in Santa Monica after having passed four stations with either no gas signs up or all entrances completely blocked, so no lines have formed there, obviously. And now here at Ocean Park at 18th, another long line, which has back down the side street of 18th and around the corner of Oak Street, which is one block west of Ocean Park. The best way to approach this station would be from about 23rd and Ocean Park. I would suggest going one block west to Oak, and you'll no doubt run somewhere close to the end of that line. So far from here, the lines seem to be just as long as have been reported in this area over the past few days. That's the picture from here. Now to my colleague Boyd Harvey in Orange County.
Well, I'm going to give you a consumer's eye view. I kind of ran a little low on gasoline, checking the gasoline lines for the last couple of days, and so I pulled in the line here at the Gemco station at 17th and Grand at 6:20 this morning. Now, the line wasn't really on the Gemco lot. The line was out in the middle of the street someplace. It took me 15 minutes to get off the street. The car behind me is a Cadillac with a for sale sign in the window, and the driver was pushing it just to save some gasoline. He had enough to get up onto the ramp into the parking lot, but he still pushed it the rest of the way up to the gasoline pumps. A couple of cars ahead, a Datsun wagon, completely out of gas. Man pushed it all the way through. Toyota pickup also being pushed. There was a station wagon in line with me, a couple of women and household goods in that station wagon. They're moving from Paris to Orange to eliminate the long drive to Costa Mesa. Most motorists turn off their engine as they're waiting in line, but a VW ahead of me just idled all the way. Took me 40 minutes from the tail of the line. I got my gasoline. I'm all ready to go. We'll be out checking the lines again. But that's what it's like in line, 40 minutes of your time. Every other day, well, how long does it take you to burn a tank of gasoline? That's the situation in Orange County. For Mike Pulsifer in the air, John Goodman, Jake Jacobs, Mal Adams on the ground. This is Boyd Harvey, KNX News Radio in Orange County.
KNX News Radio time is 7:07. Some cars just never stop winning. The new Datsun 280ZX has been chosen Import Car of the Year. Motor Trend magazine judged the world's best cars and said
one car in particular is outstanding. The new Datsun 280ZX. It offers luxury and comfort uncommon in a sports car.
Aha! There's nothing common about this new ZX.
A complete grand touring car, a road car in the best sense.
Grand touring, this new ZX is a grand touring tour de force.
Boasts creature comforts exceeded only by cars costing several times as much.
The new Datsun 280 ZX.
The remarkable attention to detail that Datsun's engineers have lavished on this car is evident.
This Z car is awesome.
No body demands more from the Datsun.
To build a Datsun so awesome, it's Import Car of the Year.
It'll be at least another 2 hours before they get that truck, overturned truck, out of the way in the number 3 and 4 lanes of the westbound Ventura Freeway at Calabasas because the guardrail is wrapped around the truck's axle, and that's going to take some cutting and torching. Eastbound San Bernardino at Gary, we have a truck fire. Northbound Harbor at Santa Barbara, we've had a bad rear-end accident, apparently some blockage there. Also, we get no further reports on that westbound Pomona Freeway at 7th, where we reportedly had a jackknife truck. Either the jackknife straightened itself out or the truck driver got tired of waiting. Anyway, there's no problem there. Highway Patrol couldn't find it, so that's good news. Weather-wise, mostly clear today through Friday, a sunny and slightly warmer days, a high today 74, tomorrow 77, low tonight 54. It's 54 downtown right now. Here in Hollywood, it's 55. Pacific Coast Highway still closed at the Rock Slide to all vehicular traffic, although you can walk through the area outside the protective barrier. KNX News Radio, traffic and weather central at 7:09.
With the gasoline crunch hitting the Southland, many people are finding alternative modes of transportation. One man went so far as to show up in downtown Beverly Hills on a horse. KNX News Radio reporter Diane Cummings has talked with some people traveling in a more conventional way.
This reporter hopped onto a bus on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood to find out who's there and how they like it. The driver, who identified himself only by number, 2915, said buses generally are a bit more crowded, especially in areas far away from downtown Los Angeles. Sometimes, he added, there's standing room only. KNX News Radio talked with some of the passengers.
I take the bus every day, and it's fine. It's been the same. No changes yet.
So for you, no problem?
No.
Have you noticed that the bus has been more crowded?
In the morning, yeah. And at 2 o'clock, it's a tough time. But otherwise, it's good.
I love to go by bus.
What do you love?
A lot of them.
What do you love about it?
Well, it takes me where I want to be and back home. And what more can you expect from a bus?
What's your name?
Ron.
Ron what?
Travioni.
From where?
Hollywood. West Hollywood.
Ride the bus all the time?
No, I don't.
Why are you riding the bus today?
Because I don't want to wait in line for gas.
You seem a little angry, are you?
A bit.
What are you mad at?
Just mad. The fact that we have to be forced to wait in line for gas.
I ride the bus
all the time.
All the time. But now I think it's going to be very bad because the rich people are going to be riding the buses and they will grab all the seats and we'll have to stand.
To combat the long gasoline lines, more and more Californians may be starting to think in terms of the bus or carpooling, bicycles, even walking. Diane Cummings, KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio time is 7:11. If the high price of gasoline is driving you to the poorhouse, get a Datsun.
Put your money in the bank, not in the tank. Buy a Datsun.
Good news, America. Datsun makes 15 new cars and trucks that are gas sippers, not guzzlers. Yes, there is an alternative to high gas prices, and it's called high Datsun mileage. Datsun shows you how to save with 15 different models EPA rated at 20 miles per gallon or better. Use this number for comparison. Your mileage may differ. But look into a Datsun. Check the price, the quality, the value, the mileage. The choice is simple. You can pour your money down the tank, or you can put your money in the bank.
Put your money in the bank, not in the tank.
To save you money at the pump, on the road, at your Datsun dealer. Some possible explanations for the puzzling gasoline supply and demand situation reported now by Alex Sullivan.
Start of the odd-even plan has eased somewhat the long lines at gasoline stations, but the major problem of supply remains. Finding out why California is particularly hard hit by the shortage of gasoline is not an easy question to answer. There are many reasons given. The cutoff in Iranian oil production, governmental allocation controls, refinery capacity, and frequently mentioned by the oil industry is the increase in demand. As an example, Union Oil says it sold 15% more gasoline to the Western customers in the first 4 months of 1979 than it did in the same period of 1978. In San Francisco, Dennis Wong, executive assistant to the regional administrator of the Department of Energy, explains the allocation system is based on the amount of gasoline consumed in the previous year. The population increases and the demand goes up. Wong says shortages develop. And then there are the many closed gasoline service stations.
That would build up pressure because they would be concerned that when they need the gas station may not be open. So as they drive through a neighborhood and they see a gasoline line and look at their gauge and they say, oh, I'm going to drive 200 miles tomorrow, and even though I might need 3 or 4 gallons, I better pop in here and get it while I can. And they may consume, you know, a quart of gasoline waiting in line.
Energy Department official Dennis Wong also subscribes to the topping out theory as contributing to the gasoline pinch, something that gets agreement from the executive vice president and general manager of the Western Oil and Gas Association, Arthur Spaulding.
If you take a look at what's happened to demand for petroleum products, and especially gasoline, in just the first quarter of this year, there has been an absolutely astonishing increase. And in order to try to accommodate, to distribute supplies equitably throughout, they've had to go to the allocation system to do that. But demand is up almost 10% over what it was a year ago. And when you have a combination of a shortfall on the one side of the ledger and such a sharp increase in demand on the other, coupled with the manufacture of heating oils to anticipate cold winters and so on, you can see very readily why we don't have enough.
Many motorists wonder if there could be collusion among oil companies to limit supply and hike prices. Energy Department official Dennis Wong doesn't agree.
Today we have not found any indications that there is collusion in the oil among the oil companies. We've had auditors out looking at inventories, and we've even investigated the allegations that their tankers stacked up off the coast holding oil because the oil companies want to withhold it from the market.
Senator Alan Cranston told KNX News Radio he's also looked into those allegations.
I've been unable to figure out exactly what part the oil companies themselves have had in these shortages. There are rumors and speculations that they're working together or holding back gasoline just to get the prices up and get more when and if decontrol takes effect. But those are rumors. I make no such charges because I'm unable to establish the facts, and I don't know anyone who knows the facts.
Should the Justice Department undertake an investigation?
The Department of Energy is constantly looking into this. The Department of Justice would explore any reports that seem to be valid, that there was collusion or violation of the laws regarding conspiracy, but I have not heard of their undertaking any such investigation.
Senator Alan Cranston in Sacramento. Speaker Leo McCarthy has ordered a legislative probe, a 9-member committee to investigate the questions about the gasoline crisis, and Nevada Congressman Jim Santini says that to get to the bottom of this, quote, gasoline mess, two committees will start hearings on the matter on the 18th of May. Alex Sullivan, KNX News Radio.
May I help you, sir?
I'm here to give you the business.
Will you be opening up a Crocker checking or savings account?
Well, first I want to give you the business.
Right.
No, I mean, what do you mean when you say give us the business, then give us the business?
Well, at Crocker Bank, we want you to ask us any banking questions. You know, really give us the business. And then by our answers, we hope to earn your business.
Oh.
Ask us about loans, for example.
What about loans, for example?
Well, you can even apply for a loan over the phone with Crocker Phone. Or test us on our Crocker automated tellers, where you can bank from 6 a.m. till after midnight.
That's late.
It sure is. And it's 365 days a year.
What about leap year?
Yes. And question us about our Crocker banking card.
What about your Crocker banking card?
That identifies you at over 350 Crocker banks. Now, do you have any other questions?
No, you've answered all my questions, even ones I didn't have.
See, you've given us the business.
Yes, I've given you the business.
Now, will you give us the business?
Yes, I'm going to open a savings and a checking account.
Great, we'd love the business.
You're welcome.
Come into Crocker and give us the,
well, you know...
Crocker Bank, member FDIC.
KNX News Radio time is 7:17. All aboard for savings at the GE dealer sign. It's your ticket to save, so get on board for bargains. GE's having their great trainload sale. They've cut the prices on refrigerators, washers, dryers, ranges, microwave ovens, dishwashers, and VIR color television. Now's the time for you to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year. Save a whopping amount on their featured 30-inch self-cleaning oven range. Also until May 20th, GE will offer free normal replacement installation on selected pot scrubber dishwashers. GE trainload savings on quality-built General Electric appliances and televisions are headed your way. Don't miss out. See your General Electric dealer today. Two General Electric dealers are Dixon Appliances and Air Conditioning, 1918 South Main in Santa Ana, and Snyder Diamond, 1399 Olympic Boulevard in Santa Monica.
Good morning, Alex Sullivan, Russ Powell, and KNX News Central. It's 7:18.
KNX News Radio update. The world, the nation.
Chinese Vice Premier Deng is warning the United States that the Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement with the Russians won't curb Soviet expansionism. He told American news reporters the Soviet Union should not be trusted blindly.
Senate leaders say it'll take months of debate before any vote on the SALT II agreement is taken. Opponents are expected to try to amend the pact.
Voting is expected to come today in the House on that standby gasoline rationing plan sought by President Carter. It has already received Senate approval. Many members of the California House delegation are expected to oppose that proposal because California would get less gasoline under it.
The United States is not the only country with a gasoline problem. The Irish government is warning its motorists that severe oil price hikes and scarce gasoline supplies are down the road. This in turn set off a chain of panic buying. Many gasoline stations are closed. Others have hung up no petrol signs.
Meanwhile, oil sources in Tehran say Iran is about to raise crude oil prices by 60 cents a barrel as of next Tuesday. In other news from Iran, a prominent member of parliament and a surgeon executed today after an Islamic court reviewed and upheld his death sentence.
In Los Angeles this morning, an undocumented alien is scheduled to be arraigned as a material witness to an alleged plot to assassinate President Carter. FBI agents took Osvaldo Espinoza Ortiz into custody yesterday just before he was to be let out of county jail. And now at 7:19, a quick look at business news from the KNX newsroom in cooperation with the editors of the Wall Street Journal. Saudi Arabia is understood to be cutting back on the amount of oil that allows Aramco, the Arabian American oil company. Aramco is owned by Exxon, Mobil, Texaco, and Standard Oil of California. Exxon has become the second oil company to announce plans to drill for petroleum in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Georgia. Tenneco is the first to say it would do so. Good news for coffee drinkers. Figures released by the International Coffee Organization in London show that plenty of coffee is available on world markets. This means that consumer prices for coffee are likely to remain stable for a while. Crown Zellerbach, one of the nation's big forest products companies, says it has reason to believe that another company might make an offer to take it over. Rumor has it that Phillips Petroleum may be that company, but Phillips won't say anything. In the first hour on Wall Street, stocks are lower in moderate trading. The industrial average is down 0.69 at 837.92, and advances hold a slight lead over declines. This is Alex Sullivan in KNX News Central inviting you to hear financial editor Jerry Laird with a full business report at 7:43.
And the time is 7:20. KNX News Radio Sports with Barry Rode is sponsored by Cooper Tires.
Steve Garvey and Ron Say each hit three-run home runs while Don Sutton threw three-hit ball and chalked up his 209th career win, tying him with Don Drysdale for the best ever Dodger record. Final score, Dodgers 7, New York Mets 2. And Sutton says this is his best season ever so far.
I don't think in the last 2 years I pitched as well as I have the first 6 weeks of the season, the first 5 weeks. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if it'll last. But I do know that right now it would be awfully tough to think of a time since 1976 when I felt as comfortable and felt as good being out there in the middle of the diamond as I do right now.
Sutton, by the way, retired the last 20 Met batters in the game. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco down Montreal 9-2. Philadelphia shut out San Diego 2-0. Houston got past St. Louis in 16 innings. Pittsburgh downed Atlanta, and it was Cincinnati over Chicago. At Boston, Carl Yastrzemski hit a home run to win the game for the Red Sox over the Angels 9-8. Freddie Lynn also homered twice, and Brian Downing hit one out for the Angels. Elsewhere, Oakland over Baltimore, Cleveland edged Milwaukee, the Yankees shut out Seattle, Kansas City got past Texas, Chicago knocked off Detroit, Toronto at Minnesota postponed rain. More after this.
You know, one of the great things about radial tires is the choice you get. You don't just have one brand name to choose from. You got dozens. But did you know that there is a place you can go and get a great radial tire for less than a top price? price. It's your Cooper tire dealer. You see, the Cooper people have been making quality tires for 65 years. They have a lot of pride in the tires they build. So you won't find anybody selling Cooper tires who doesn't feel the same kind of pride. And each Cooper dealer knows his radial tires. He knows the right radial for your needs. And he knows when you're satisfied, you're going to be a good customer. Finding a tire dealer like that makes it a lot easier to make the right choice. That's why people like to deal with Cooper, and why you will too. Check out the great radials at your Cooper tire dealer soon. They'll make it worth your while. Your Cooper tire dealer in Anaheim is Pete's Road Service at 1193 Blue Gum Avenue. And in Los Angeles, it's Crestview Service Center at 9201 West Pico Boulevard.
The Screen Actors Guild is voted to support striking umpires in their salary dispute with the major leagues. Some movie and television stars are expected to walk the picket lines with the umpires before the end of this week. The National Hockey League Players Association may go on strike before next season over the admission of those four World Hockey Association teams if the plan is termed a merger. The NHL players feel their current contract agreement should be revised. In the NBA Eastern Division Final Playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs edged the Washington Bullets 116-114 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. George Gervin led the Spurs with 29 points. I'll have more sports at 7:40 this morning. This is Barry Road, KNX News Radio.
And the sports report with Barry Road has been sponsored by Cooper Tires. KNX News Radio time is 7:23. That's the sound of KNX News live and direct.
This is Mike Pulsifer circling above Pasadena right now. We're at the intersection of Arroyo Parkway in California, and it's bad news for Pasadena residents this morning. We can't find very many service stations that are open in this area. There at the corner of California and Arroyo Parkway are three service stations. Well, actually, two are right at the corner, a Standard and an Arco. The Arco appears to be shut down completely. Doesn't appear to be any indication at all that they're going to open today. The Standard has some of the garage areas open, but does not appear to be pumping gasoline. There's no line at all, no sign of activity there. However, there is an independent station that's just a little bit south of California on Arroyo Parkway. And when it opens, apparently it's about to, because there's just a huge line in that waiting for that station. It goes back into a little cul-de-sac, circles up the cul-de-sac next to the railroad tracks, spills back out onto Arroyo Parkway, comes up to California, goes west on California, back to Raymond Street, and then goes south on Raymond Street. We must have close to 100 cars waiting in line there. And as I say, that station is not even open yet. Now, wait a minute. Even as I'm talking, there are a couple of people walking out to the sign, and they are taking the sign away. That station right now is opening up, and there goes the first car in. So that line should start moving very shortly. Let's see if there are lines, and if so, how long in Orange County? And for that, of course, we go to KNX News Radio reporter Boyd Harvey. Boyd?
Yes, Mike, there are lines. There are lines all over the place, and some of them seem to be much longer than they were yesterday, the first day of the odd-even gasoline allocation system. For instance, it's 17th and Broadway, where there are four stations there. Only two are open, and the line at one of the stations goes clear around a block. It's turning back on itself. The line at the other station is going around three sides of a block. At a third station at that corner, there's a line two blocks long, and they're not pumping any gas as yet. Now, remember, this is an even day. Yesterday at the big GEMCO station at 17th and Grand, where they service about 1,000 cars a day, they turned away 35 with the wrong plates. One had the wrong license plates and also had three-quarters of a tank. This morning, they've only turned away one motorist, and that motorist had a half tank or more of gasoline as well as the wrong plates. There are lots of pickups and small trucks and vans in the line. Most have those commercial plates, and the commercial plates, you can buy gasoline on any day. One reminder, in Orange County, the C sticker plan is not in effect. That is only in Los Angeles County. Now, the Orange County information line yesterday was swamped with people wanting to know when they could get their C stickers and how to go about them. Well, you cannot get them in Orange County. It is only in Los Angeles County. Orange County supervisors say they're going to give the odd, even distribution day a chance before they even consider going into a special sticker program. For Mike Pulsifer in the air and Orange County, this is Boyd Harvey, KNX News Radio.
Fact. The greatest threat to your car's engine is friction. Fact. Friction creates engine wear, constantly grinding down the moving parts of your car's engine. Fact. The black motor oil, Arco Graphite, reduces friction better than any other leading motor oil. Why? Arco Graphite has two lubricants, premium motor oil plus anti-friction graphite, that actually clings to your engine's moving parts, giving them lasting protection against friction.
better protection than with any other leading motor oil. That's why it's a fact that Arco Graphite reduces engine wear better than any other leading motor oil. And it's also a fact that Arco Graphite is competitively priced with other leading motor oils. Arco Graphite, it's a fact, not friction.
Now listen to this. You can get a free oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of Arco Graphite motor oil at participating Arco service stations. So whether you change your own oil or have someone else do it, ask for the free oil filter at participating Arco stations. Offer good through June 30th.
56 degrees in Hollywood. KNX News Radio time is 7:27.
A busy place, the freight terminal. This is Ed Hart with another bottom line message from Union Bank. If your business profits depend on having a shipment handled with care and delivered on time, almost anywhere, Inter-American could be a big help. For more than 20 years, the Inter-American Star Group of companies have been shipping all manner of goods across town, up and down the state, and around the world. The group's warehousing, trucking, and distribution division has more than 500,000 square feet of space, carefully controlled by an online computer. Chairman Willie Peter Detweiler of Inter-American reports on how Union Bank lends a hand to this busy, growing organization.
Union Bank is definitely our kind of bank. For 20 years, they have given us the quick action banking we need in a fast-moving business like ours.
If you'd like to do business with a bank that can move at your pace, talk to the business bank. Ed Hart for Union Bank, the business bank. Member FDIC.
With fair weather slated through the rest of the week, we have that overturned truck westbound Ventura at Calabasas. It'll be another 2.5 hours. Pacific Coast Highway still closed at Big Rock. High temperature today, 74. Low tonight, 54. And the high tomorrow, 77. KNX News Radio Traffic and Weather Central at 7:29.
You can feel the pulse of the magic playing. You can feel the music coming up and swaying. The glitter, the glamour, the thrill of the show. The Union Plaza is a place to go. You're gonna live it up at the Union Plaza. Let yourself go at the Union Plaza. Live it up, let it go at the Union Plaza Hotel. Live it up with the spirit of a holiday.
Live it up
in style with a place to stay.
Live
the
it
food,
up
the fun,
live
you'll
up
have a bar.
Live it up.
The Union Plaza, we got it all. You're gonna
live it up
at the Union Plaza.
Let yourself go
at the Union Plaza. Live it up,
live it up.
Let it go at the Union Plaza.
Reservations at the friendly Union Plaza in Las Vegas. Call toll-free 800-634-6575, 800-634-6575, and live it up.
KNX News Radio time, 7:29.
Hi, this is Ken Minyard for the Herbert Hawkins family of realtors. Did you know that with the Herbert Hawkins Equity Loan Program, you can have cash now before your present home sells? It's true. Use the cash for down payment on a new home or other needs, and then don't worry about paying the money back until the escrow closes. And on top of that, Herb Hawkins will guarantee the sale of qualified homes within 60 days or buy it from you. Equity loan, guaranteed sale. Two more reasons why we call the Herbert Hawkins family of realtors your one-stop real estate company.
I'm Russ Powell with Alex Sullivan in KNX News Central. The time is 7:30.
KNX News Radio Dateline. Here, there, everywhere.
Los Angeles, this is the second day of the odd-even fuel plan. Gasoline stations are open to motorists with even-numbered license plates.
Washington, California officials meet with the Energy Secretary today to talk about the fuel pinch.
Los Angeles oil companies blame motorists for the shortage of gasoline.
Los Angeles suspected Hillside Strangler accomplice Angelo Buono says he hasn't done anything wrong.
Santa Paula, Ventura County's second citrus packing house fire in a month is just about under control.
Los Angeles, an undocumented alien will be arraigned today in connection with an alleged plot to kill the president.
And we'll have details of these and other stories coming up on KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. This portion of the news is sponsored by Chevrolet, inviting you to go into your local Chevy dealer during Chevy's nationwide celebration, May 11th, to Memorial Day.
Chevy's nationwide celebration is coming.
There's a Chevy celebration going on across the nation. It's an all-out Chevy jubilation.
See Chevy's new citation.
Come look, come try.
See Chevy cars and trucks.
from trade and buy.
Get ready, America. Chevy's nationwide celebration is coming May 11th. You're invited to join Chevy dealers in celebrating the arrival of the first Chevy of the 80s, Citation, to Chevy's line of new generation cars. And as always, Chevy dealers will offer great Chevy values in all the Chevy cars and trucks that have made Chevrolet number one. And it's all just waiting for you, America. See your Chevy dealer and check out the 1980 Chevy Citation and all the other great Chevy values. It's a Chevy nationwide celebration starting this Friday, May 11th, at your Chevy dealers. Come celebrate!
There's a Chevy celebration going on across the nation. It's an all-out Chevy jubilation. Chevy celebration.
At 7:32, another KNX special gasoline report, live and direct.
Flying over Arcadia right now. We're right next to Santa Anita. And we have a service station, a mobile station at Santa Anita and Huntington that is open. There's a fairly long line there right now, so you can expect a delay if you're going to be buying gasoline there. A little further up at Santa Anita and Campus Drive, you will find a service station open. I'm sorry, that first one I gave you was Santa Anita and Colorado. This is at Santa Anita and Huntington. There's a Shell station and an Arco station. Both are open, and there are moderately long lines. And I'm going to have to back up again. I'm sorry, that is Doherty. I was right the first time. So first of all, at Santa Anita and Huntington, where the mobile station is open, and at Santa Anita and Doherty, you'll find two stations open, a Shell and an Arco, both with fairly long lines. We're going to continue on up Santa Anita Boulevard and check out some areas for you, but right now let's go to Chatsworth and see what John...
The search for gasoline on Devonshire Boulevard from Reseda Boulevard in Northridge to Topanga Canyon Boulevard in Chatsworth is grim right now. Along that five-mile stretch, there are 13 service stations, but only two are open and pumping gas, a Texaco at Reseda and an economy self-serve at Topanga. The lineups are about a block. Traveler Macy Easterman is unaffected by the fuel crunch. He says he's taken the bus.
I see people passing the bus, going down 60 miles an hour, and we get down to Ventura, we're right in back of them, with the stops and everything else. You never get anywhere going in a hurry. I go from here to Long Beach in the same time that anybody goes with a car. Have no difficulty. People should ride the RTD more. And believe me, they'd be a whole lot better off physically.
What do you think about when you see all these people waiting in the long gas lines?
I think it's a complete ripoff.
Easterman says a friend of his just drove to California from New York, had no gasoline problems at all, and the fuel was 20 to 30 cents a gallon cheaper. With an observation now of what's happening in West Los Angeles, here's Mal Adams.
John, I am now at the corner of Lincoln Boulevard and Ocean Park in Santa Monica, where another long line has formed headed west on Ocean Park to Lincoln. The independent station here is being mobbed, as the station manager puts it. They're pumping gas like crazy with three service bays operating. Although there is a self-service bay, all hands at this station are working anyway to help keep the lines moving. And at this station, at least, the line seems to be moving at a pretty good clip. But the operator here was a bit miffed about it all. He says he's primarily a mechanic and makes his real money in the back shop.
The margin of profit on the gasoline is very, very limited. And you have enough to get your cars in the gas and talk to the customer and get them into the back room for repair work. That's where you make your money. You don't make it out here on the line. So now you have to put all your available manpower out here on the line just to control the mob. And it ain't worth it.
You selling anything back in the shop back there?
Very little.
And that's the picture here on the ground. Now to my colleague Mike Pulsifer, high in the sky.
And we're continuing our sweep down Santa Anita Avenue right now, Mal, and we continue to find the service stations open, but we also continue to find long lines. Right now we're flying over a mobile station located at the Lower Azusa Road and Santa Anita with quite a long line. It goes back almost to the outer hangars of the El Monte Airport, so you're going to have a while to wait there. One encouraging note, though, they're using three bays of pumps, so they're moving through rather rapidly there. By the airport itself, there are not very many service stations. By the El Monte airport I'm speaking of, we did notice a couple of service stations further north on Santa Anita that were closed. So we're beginning to find what we found in this area yesterday, and that is a lot of the service stations not yet open. We'll continue to keep an eye on things, of course, throughout the day on KNX News Radio and let you know where the lines are and where gasoline's available. For John Goodman and Mal Adams, I'm Mike Pulsifer, KNX News Radio.
Chevy's nationwide celebration is coming.
There's a Chevy celebration going on across the nation. It's an all-out Chevy jubilation.
Chevy's new citation.
Come look, come try.
See Chevy cars and trucks.
Come trade and buy.
Get ready, America. Chevy's nationwide celebration is coming May 11th. You're invited to join Chevy dealers in celebrating the arrival of the first Chevy of the 80s, Citation, to Chevy's line of new generation cars. And as always, Chevy dealers will offer great Chevy values in all the Chevy cars and trucks that have made Chevrolet number one. And it's all just waiting for you, America. See your Chevy dealer and check out the 1980 Chevy Citation and all the other great Chevy values. It's a Chevy nationwide celebration starting this Friday, May 11th, at your Chevy dealers. Come celebrate.
There's a Chevy celebration going on across the nation. It's an all-out Chevy jubilation. Chevy celebration. Chevy celebration.
KNX News Radio time is 7:37.
Well, the big thing going on the freeway still is that singular, that overturned bakery truck or grocery truck on the westbound Ventura Freeway at Calabasas. The number two and three lanes are blocked, or three and four lanes are blocked. Now, the big thing that makes that important this morning is that's a major part of the diversion from Malibu into the city. And, of course, as you know, Pacific Coast Highway continues closed, so that detour is rather heavy. Traffic slowing both directions on the Ventura Freeway at Calabasas. Again, the problem there, the truck was not only overturned, but the guardrail wrapped around the rear axle. And so he's laying there very, very helpless. It'll be about 2 hours before they get him out. As a matter of fact, maybe long enough, if you threw a little fertilizer on him, they might take root out there on the westbound Ventura at Calabasas. The weather fair through Friday, sunny, slightly warmer days. The overnight low tonight about 54. High tomorrow, 74, or high today, 74, and Friday, 77. Most freeways running much lighter than normal this morning. KNX News Radio traffic and Weather Central at 7:38.
Angelo Bono has finally spoken out on the Hillside Strangler case. Bono is the man the district attorney says is a, quote, central and fairly important suspect in the case. Bono is the cousin of Kenneth Bianchi, who has been charged with 5 of the 13 Hillside stranglings. In an interview with the Los Angeles Times, Bono proclaims his innocence and says the publicity has ruined his auto upholstery business. Bono is 44 and has been married 3 times, considers himself something of a ladies' man, and proudly flies the national flag of Italy above his place of business. Bono told the Times that police investigators can do anything they want, but they won't find anything. Says Bono, "I ain't did nothing."
Now let's go live to the National Capitol for our morning report from KNX News Radio Washington correspondent Jim McCarthy. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Russ. Alex, the Department of Energy has been called to Capitol Hill by the California congressional delegation for what one member's staff aide called a real gripe, although he used a stronger word than that, session over DOE's falling down on the job. The major complaint is that while the delegation successfully changed some regulations so California could get extra gas, that extra allocation, which was due to start flowing May 1st, hasn't been seen. And instead of things getting better, they're getting worse. I just finished talking with Congressman Bob Badham about the upcoming meeting. He's one of those who set it up, and this is the kind of thing DOE faces.
I think that the Department of Energy is incapable of enforcing all the regulations that they themselves make. And that's one reason that I intend to be very strong in my opposition to rationing. If they can't even control and regulate and manage an allocation program, how on earth are they going to manage a rationing program that would take probably 15,000 more bureaucrats to administer?
It's not going to be an easy meeting, and while it's scheduled to start at 4 p.m. Washington time, one aide suggested they bring along a sleeping bag because he said it's going to be a long, tough session that won't end until California gets the extra gas it's been promised. This is Jim McCarthy for KNX News Radio in Washington.
Thank you, Jim. That live report brings our time to 7:41.
Only 2 engine companies remain at the scene of that packing house fire in Santa Paula. There had been 20 companies of firefighters. The Buena Ventura Lemon Company, number 2, is in ruins. The loss is estimated at $6.5 million to $7 million. Investigators are checking the possibility of arson. The packing house burned April 11th as well. Today's fire finished it off. There were no injuries.
Undocumented alien Osvaldo Espinoza Ortiz is scheduled for arraignment in Los Angeles today before a federal magistrate. FBI agents arrested him as a material witness in an alleged plot to kill President Carter. Raymond Harvey is being held on $50,000 bond. He has yet to enter a plea to the charge of conspiracy to assassinate the president.
KNX News Radio time is 7:41. Well, there's a way to keep your tank full and never have to visit a gasoline station. KNX News Radio reporter Phil Cisneros explains.
It's been said college students will do just about anything for money.
Well, the current Los Angeles area gasoline shortage is providing UCLA students the opportunity to make a few dollars by sitting in long lines at the pump for somebody else. Calls have been coming into the UCLA Student Jobs Department from executives too busy to wait, doctors, lawyers, and even a movie studio, all asking for students to take their cars to a filling station. UCLA Director of Part-Time and Summer Employment, Candy Barra, says students can even study while they wait.
The rate of pay is about $3.50 an hour, and it usually involves about 10 to 20 hours of work per week, depending on the size of the firm. And the only requirements are that the student have a good driving record and a valid California driver's license.
Ms. Barra says it's too soon to tell how many students are taking advantage of the job offers, but it's expected they won't go begging for applicants. This is Phil Cisneros, KNX News Radio.
And the time is 7:42. The latest gasoline crunch has people worrying more about the availability of fuel than the price. However, KNX News Radio reporter George Walsh has found one price sign that is quite worrisome. If it is a sign of things to come.
Most drivers in California have developed a new reflex action. When they drive past a service station, they automatically check to see if it's open and selling gas, regardless of whether their license plate is odd or even, or whether the gas gauge shows full or near empty. But motorists in Burbank couldn't believe their eyes when they saw a station open with an attendant on a ladder changing the sign showing the prices. What's that? He's changing it again and again until it showed $99.99 per gallon. But it was all explained by Francis Feehan of the Laura Marr Movie Production Company. The film and crew, complete with extras in waiting cars, were part of a movie of the future called Americathon, in which the price of gasoline gets within a penny of $100 a gallon. One member of the crew told Feehan, quote, "You'd better get this film into production before it becomes history." This is George Walsh, KNX News Radio.
I'll say a word, and you say a word that goes with it, okay?
Shoot.
Apple.
Pipe.
Moonlight.
Roses.
Goodyear.
Confidence.
Did you say confidence?
Did you say Goodyear?
Yeah.
Then I said confidence.
And why'd you say that?
Because when you drive on Goodyear tires, you drive with confidence. Goodyear tires are America's best-selling tires. Look, it's simple. I'll say a word.
Okay.
Quality.
Goodyear.
Value.
Goodyear.
Goodyear.
Confidence.
See, you can't help saying it.
Confidence.
More people ride on Goodyear tires than any other kind.
Confidence.
They drive on Goodyear tires because they feel good about them, and that's...
Confidence.
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 Okay, don't say it again.
Okay, I won't if you won't.
All right, Goodyear.
Confidence.
Yeah, I got you.
Ah!
Double-belted custom power cushion polyglass black wall. Low price now at Goodyear, only $29.95 for size A7813, plus $1.74 federal tax and old tire. Shop this week. 93 Goodyear service stores in greater Los Angeles, including 7 in southeast L.A. alone. You'll find all the Goodyear Confidence Centers in the Yellow Pages.
It's 7:44 on KNX 1070, your news number for News Radio. Here's sports editor Barry Road.
A.J. Foyt whirled around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway yesterday, 194 miles an hour. That's the fastest speed yet in practice. He's favored to win the pole in Saturday's opening day of qualifications. Al Unser, Rick Mears, and Johnny Rutherford were in the 193-mile-per-hour bracket. The matinee stakes at Hollywood Park was won in two divisions yesterday. Giggling Girl took the first part, and Fairy Dance won the second division. USC assigned 6'8 forward Lamar Flatt from South Carolina. He averaged 27 points per game last year, and Flatt also has a straight-A average. He'll attend school on an academic scholarship. Larry Keenan made a three-point play in the final 32 seconds to lift the San Antonio Spurs to a 116-114 victory over the Washington Bullets last night. That gives San Antonio a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Eastern Playoff Finals. George Gervin led San Antonio with 29 points. Major League Baseball at Boston. The Red Sox edged the Angels 9-8 on a two-run homer by Carl Yastrzemski in the bottom of the ninth. Freddie Lynn also hit a couple of home runs. It was Oakland over Baltimore. Cleveland got past Milwaukee. The Yankees blanked Seattle. Kansas City down Texas. It was Chicago over Detroit. Toronto at Minnesota rained out. In the National League at the stadium, Don Sutton chalked up career win 209 that ties him with Don Drysdale for the most ever in the Dodgers. And Los Angeles beat the Mets 7-2. Philadelphia blanked San Diego 2-0. It was San Francisco over Montreal. Cincinnati down Chicago. Pittsburgh outlasted Atlanta, and Houston got past St. Louis in 16 innings. I'll have more sports at 8:22 this morning. This is Barry Road, KNX News Radio.